I'm here with Ben Barr, Maine head hockey coach. During your long stretch of winning or not losing, you were getting great play from the goaltender and the defense. Some of that didn't seem to work out as well over the weekend. What were sort of the keys to what went wrong?
Well, Friday night I thought we made some really poor reads in the offensive zone that led to odd man rushes, or we didn't defend well in the rush. And gave them, you know, I think it was a 1-1 game going into the third, and you know, we make a bad read, they get, you know, to the back post on a rush, and then we give up a 2-on-1 goal. So a lot of that is just mentally not thinking through the game and just making poor decisions. So you know, I didn't think we deserved the game on Friday, and I thought we played better on Saturday. And you know, we obviously, you know, statistically, analytically, it's a game that you look at and you go, wow, that should be a win. And it wasn't. And that's the game of hockey. So it was a disappointing weekend, no doubt. But, you know, we now you're, you know, you have to have your best game. You know, it's one game or your season's over. And I don't think anyone in that room wants our season to be over. So we're going to have everybody that's in that lineup on Wednesday ready to go.
Yeah, on Saturday you got in a 3-zip hole quickly, but battled back 3-2. It was looking good, like you're about to tie it up. They take time out to clean the ice. The momentum shifted down the other way. They get one. You get one back. It's a 4-3 game. At least I think you probably had to be pretty pleased with the fight in the guys in that game.
I don't think there's anything that we did poorly. A few errors cost us a game, you know, and, you know, Victor's been a rock for us all year. He knows he needs to be better. I think three of their first 5 or 6 shots went in, and I don't even know if some of those aren't necessarily even scoring chances. So, you know, but that's the game, right? Like, Victor's bailed us out a lot this year, and, you know, their fourth goal, we had all the momentum in the game, made it 3-2. We ice the puck, and we lose a draw, and we lose our assignment, and that fourth goal really hurt us because they didn't have anything going at that point. So, all those little moments in the game matter. You know, every little moment, every face off, every breakout pass that we don't touch that ends up in an icing, and then when you get to playoffs, it's even intensified. So. Our team has very, very little margin for error, no matter who we're playing, whether it's UMass, Vermont, BC the weekend before. That's just what it is. And, you know, if we have 2 or 3 mental mistakes, that might cost us the game. And I think that happened both nights for us, which was disappointing. But we have to learn from it and get back at it on Wednesday.
One of the things that really astonished me was there was only one penalty call Friday night. There was no penalty in the first period Saturday night. And then the whistles came out. And I think there were 4 each after that. Is that sort of more of what we expect in the playoffs? They're going to let it play. It's going to have to be really obvious. Or was it a shift in the way the teams were playing in that second period?
I think the games were totally the same. I think it all depends on who's reffing that game. And, you know, the first night there's 1 penalty, and the second night there's 6. It is what it is. Each team has to adjust to whoever. I don't know who our referees will be, and that plays a role in it, you know. And so, you know, whatever, whether it's no penalties or 10 penalties, we got to adjust to it. And, you know, we'll need those special teams to be on point.
Your first 2 lines did most of the scoring this weekend. You got 1 from Sirota, but before you were getting more from the D. Is that more the opponent? Has it been more just the way the puck is bouncing, or are we not using the D? Are you not the team not using the D as well as they should in those scoring situations?
No, I don't think that's it. I think, you know, we had some personnel out of the lineup Saturday, and plays a role in it. You know, when Grayson Arnott wasn't in there, he's a guy that can generate from up top, as can Brandon Holt's been out for a long time. So, you know. I don't think that's anything's changed, and you get the playoffs, and you have to be able to have some secondary scoring, and that's just the bottom line. And that's been the same for us all year. We, you know, obviously we put a lot of, you know, our top two lines have carried a lot of our scoring this year. And, you know, we need our third, fourth line and, you know, our D to chip in when they can. And in the playoffs, it's going to be even more important.
Now, Vermont comes in having a very non-Vermont kind of season. You know, they're usually at least in the middle of the pack. They've really struggled this year. Coach used to say the team that scares me the most is the one in last place. When you look at Vermont, what are the biggest challenges they present?
There are no teams in our league that don't present challenges to us, you know. They're a big team. They take up a lot of space. They're heavy. They protect their net, and they get to the net really well. They're going to be much better. When we played them up there before Christmas, they had a lot of guys out. They had a lot of injuries at that time. They're a much better team than they were then. We have no margin for error on this team. We haven't all year. So it doesn't matter who we're playing. We have to be really, really good at what we do. One or two guys aren't on, and then the season's over. That's the bottom line for this team. For us, I have the same feeling every week when whether we're playing the playoffs against Vermont or we're playing UMass last weekend. It's the same feeling. Like, if we're locked in mentally and our energy level and our compete level's there, we give ourselves a chance. If not, it'll be just like last weekend, and it's 3-0 or it's 4-1, 2 minutes into the third period and Friday night. Like, when we just have a couple guys that aren't there, whether that's whatever position that is, that's what our team is. And this is when we get to that point, this point in the year, everybody has to go. And I think that guys understand that.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to seeing a good game against Vermont.
Thanks, Bruce.